Imagine you're walking down the streets, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe by a park, and someone walks by you, and then maybe in a nightmare scenario for some of us, they turn and they look at you in the eye and they ask you a question. They say, Who are you? How would you respond to that? I think for many of us, we might turn maybe to our occupation. I might say, oh, I'm a priest, or we might say that we live down the road, or might give some sort of response that has some meaning but doesn't go very deep, right? Because we don't know who they are, why they're asking this question. And maybe if this person you knew a little more, you'd share a little more. And if it's someone you really wanted to get to know, you'd begin to, over time, share who you are. You would answer that question a little more deeply. And so we recognize that there are different layers when it comes to who we are, our identity, how we think of ourselves, and the more that we trust someone, the more we are willing to share who we are deep down. And in today's gospel, when Jesus asks Simon Peter, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter does not respond with that surface level knowledge of who Jesus is. He doesn't say, well, you're a carpenter or a preacher. He doesn't say, well, you like to go fishing or you're friends with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. But he goes even deeper and he cuts to the core of Jesus' identity. He responds, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. We know that Peter doesn't always get things right. A couple weeks ago, he tried to walk on water, if you remember that. It didn't turn out too well. But this time, he hits the nail right on the head. He says, you are the Son of the living God. He tells Jesus, he knows the core of who Jesus is. He's the Son of the Father. And he knows the core of who Jesus is because this was revealed to him by the Heavenly Father, because of Jesus loves Peter and trusts Peter, and so allows the Father reveals to Peter who the depths of who Jesus is. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Heavenly Father has. And this is the same thing the Father wants to do for us. The Father desires to reveal Jesus to us, not just the surface level of who Jesus is, but the very core of Jesus' being, so that we might be brothers and sisters with him, that he might be our brother, that he might be our best friend, that we might come to know Jesus on more than just that surface level. That we might come to know Jesus so deeply and that he might come to know us so deeply. And this is what happens at the Mass. At the Mass, on the altar, we offer our hearts to the Father. We offer our very selves to the Father in union with the bread and wine set on the altar. And in return, he bestows to us the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of his Son, who we receive in the Eucharist. And so in the Mass, we see the same thing in how that we see in the Gospel, that the Father reveals to us who Jesus is. And just as the Father reveals the core identity of his Son to us, he also reveals the core identity of who we are to ourselves. He reveals Jesus' identity. It's also in the Father that we come to know our own identity. And in our fallen world, it's so easy to believe that a core of our identity is something that it isn't. It's easy to turn on the one side to maybe identifying with what we do and all the different things we have going on in our lives, but that, while it's important, isn't quite reach the core. And on the other side of things, we could also sometimes think that our identity is tied up with something bad that we did. That there's this one thing I did 10 years ago that I keep identifying myself with, or there's this thing that I struggle with, and so that's really who I am. I'm just this bad person. And that's not true either. But the truth that the Father invites us to today is to see ourselves in relationship with Him, that the core of our identities is adopted sons and daughters of Himself, that He won us over in baptism, washed us clean, and adopted us as His precious sons and daughters. That it's not what we do that identifies us, it's not the good things that we do or have as our occupation, it's not the bad things, but it is our relationship with the Father, that we are sons and daughters of His. And it is so freeing to accept that. It is so freeing. And so, just as in the gospel where there were all these voices saying, well, Jesus is John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, the prophets, but none of those voices were right. Then Jesus turns, He says to Peter, but who do you say that I am? And He allows the Father to speak into the heart of Peter. And in the same way, there are so many voices in our world trying to tell us who we are, that we're this or that we're that we're this good thing or we're this bad thing. Today I invite us to turn away from those voices of the world, those voices that can be so loud, and turn to the silence of the Mass, turn to listen to the prayers of the Mass, that we might turn to our Heavenly Father and ask Him, but who do you say that I am?